Hello everyone, my name is Rick, Rick van Bruggen from Hopsworks, and thank you for joining us here again at this episode of our Hopsworks 5-Minute Interviews. As you know, we started this initiative back in December of 2023, and this is part of our effort to try and bring together, you know, a community of machine learning, AI, and feature store experts in a very short and brief interview. And today I've got a really nice little episode for you guys. I have asked my colleague Antonios Kozoupis to join me on this recording. Hi, Antonios.
Hi. Hello, Nick. Hello.
Hey, thank you for making the time. Appreciate it. I know you're a busy man and lots of work that you do at Hopsworks. So thank you again for doing this. But why don't you introduce yourself? Who are you and what do you do also in the context of Hopsworks?
Yes. So my name is Antonios. Originally come from Athens. And I work at Hopsworks since day zero, I would say. So early 2017, I believe 16. Before that, I was working as a research engineer at the Research Institute together with Jim, our CEO, and that's how we met, actually. And going backwards again, I came to Sweden in 2014 for my master's degree in distributed systems. And I had Jim as in one of my courses. And later on, he was a supervisor in my thesis back then.
Oh, wow. That's so everything revolves around the academic background of Jim Dowling and the entire team. There's quite a few people that have that background at Hopsworks, right?
Exactly. Either with their master degrees or with their PhDs. So yeah. It kind of attracts people from the academia.
Well, I guess we kind of need, you know, big brains or smart minds to because we're not building like a simple system here, right?
No.
Hopsworks, there's quite a few moving parts and there's quite a few you know, complexities involved, I imagine, and you know, I've witnessed this myself as well, you know. So what is it that you know, that brought you to this field other than your academic interest? Is it mostly, you know, the field of machine learning, or how did you get into this?
Yeah, so as I said, I did my bachelor's degree was in computer science, and then I did my master's in distributed systems, and then I kind of always had the interest in large scale computer systems.
Yeah,
and I was always amused by how computers, they interacted with each other and they kind of worked towards a common result.
Yeah,
and as you already said, Hopsworks is a very complicated platform. It's a very complicated system, and we try to hide it as much as possible to the end users.
Yeah.
And that was really exciting for me in the beginning, and now, of course. But more in the machine learning world, we see every day, especially in the last few years, that more and more systems, more and more real use cases, real use case, they use machine learning.
Yep.
And it's not just for a recommendation in for music. It's actually for very impactful purposes. So
that's very true.
Yeah.
So I actually, you know, now that you give me a little bit of that background, I read with great attention your blog posts about, you know, creating a cross data center replicated version of the Hopsworks feature store. That's really right up your alley, right? That type of, you know, globally resilient type of system. That was
exactly. I mean, I quite often people in the air, they quote a statistician who said back in I think it was like early 2000s that data is a new oil. And although, like, I find it kind of obsolete with all the renewable energy, but for the sake of the argument, if data is a new oil, then I guess feature stores and machine learning platforms is the refinery, right? And you wouldn't even consider a refinery unit to be offline for, I don't know, a day or even a few hours. You would expect it to be working like 24/7.
And you don't want it to blow up.
No.
You don't want it to blow up either. Exactly. That's very cool. So, you know, is there a particular thing that you feel is like specifically attractive about ML? I mean, you mentioned already, you know, like solving hard problems and, you know, doing stuff that, you know, you couldn't do before. Is there anything like that that you feel like, you know, makes this field more interesting? I mean, because you could probably, you know, work for any kind of distributed system company out there, but specifically the world of ML and AI. I mean, I know that I have a personal attraction to it. What about you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's most probably the most popular field in the computer science right now. So it's an area that's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And on one hand, you cannot settle, but on the other hand, like, you see things constantly changing. You have to keep up with all the new technologies, and you have to question yourself and what you have already learned through your bachelor studies or from your master studies. And also, it's very interesting what you have been what you have studied, you applied practically in a field that actually does have impact, and you know you do something useful.
I couldn't agree more with that, and it's a huge piece of motivation from me personally as well. I love that. Yeah, really good. So cool. Hey, Antonio, so you know that we keep these things quite short and snappy, right? So I wonder if I can ask you the last question on my list, which is, you know, what is it that you would like to recommend to our community? You know, where do you get your information? Is there a, you know, not just our blog, but, you know, is there any, like, an information source or a reference that you would love to point people to? Because that always, like, expands people's horizons, right? So, well, anything that like that springs to mind?
Yeah, I mean, most often I my source of information is different articles online on Hacker News or like Twitter. Something that I've seen more and more frequent from our interaction with different customers is a bit more fundamental ideas about feature stores and how to model your data to actually make any impactful model training. And this is where I see, like, a lot of people struggling, and it's the first step that you have to get right, because then it's quite difficult to move backwards and start to change your data, your data architecture, and your machine learning operations. So something that I would like people to consider is, like, when you move from modeling your machine learning system from your laptop to go into production, now just think all the different aspects and all the complexity that will come further down the line.
Yeah, very much so. Great. We'll see if we can add some more links about that to our transcription here. For now, I'd love to thank you so much for taking the time to do this little interview with me. I'm sure people will love to hear about that. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks when we go on our offsite together, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you, Antonios. Have a wonderful
day. Thank you. Bye-bye.